So, no sermon today. We're going to try something a little bit different. In a few minutes, I'll be guiding you through a meditation meant to help focus your attention just for a brief time on wilderness as we journey further with Jesus into this Lenten season. I'll be inviting you into gentle awareness of your own wilderness landscape, beginning with the wilderness, the barrenness, the brokenness you experience within yourself, and circling out wider to the wilderness and barrenness and brokenness you witness in the world around you. And in the midst of whatever that wilderness may be for you, whatever it may look and feel like for you, you'll also be invited to claim God's presence, the divine presence described in today's lectionary readings. In the reading from Genesis, we find divine presence revealed in the form of covenant with Abram and his descendants. After Abram complained to God that he had no rightful heirs, the text continues, God brought Abram outside and said, "Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them." Then God said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. And on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram. In the psalm which we heard this morning as our call to worship, we find divine presence described as light, as strength, as shelter. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. For God will hide me in God's shelter in the day of trouble. God will conceal me under the cover of God's tent. God will set me high on a rock. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. And finally, in Luke's gospel, divine presence described through a metaphor from Jesus. He's in Jerusalem, and the Pharisees, the self-appointed keepers of the law, beg him to leave the city because Herod Antipas, the tetrarch of Galilee and Perea, wants to kill him. And you just heard how Jesus responds. "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem." And then the metaphor. As Jesus laments over this holy city, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." The oppressive fox and the fiercely protective mother hen, at once vulnerable and fiercely strong. The image on our bulletin cover this morning, I'll invite Eric's online to just scroll back to the cover so folks can see, is actually a photograph of a mosaic that sits at the foot of the altar inside the church of Dominus Flevit in Jerusalem, on the western slope of the Mount of Olives overlooking Jerusalem. The mosaic, recalling this verse from Luke inscripted in Latin, encircling the image of the mother hen and her chicks, and the church itself, its name meaning "the Lord wept" in Latin, shaped like a teardrop, recalling Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem when he weeps over its fate, over its eventual destruction. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. So with that, we're going to try some guided meditation this morning, and I'll just acknowledge and apologize in advance for Annie, who's in the room with Aiden, that this is probably going to be an impossible exercise, so I hope that you can get something out of it. And for anybody who's tending to children at home, online, the same apology, but we'll do the best we can. You may or may not have experienced guided meditation. Likely you've done some silence or prayer or meditation yourself, but guided meditation, if you have, I certainly hope it was a good experience. If you haven't, if you're maybe feeling a little bit uneasy that we're doing this in worship, that's okay. I would just encourage you to acknowledge any dis-ease and participate anyway, and to allow yourself, just for these moments, to slow down and pay attention in a different way. And so whether you are here in the chapel or somewhere at home or maybe even at work, I don't know if Sharon's joining us, but I know on Sundays is often joining us from work for worship, make yourself as comfortable as you can. Put down your bulletins for those in the room. Ideally with your feet planted firmly on the ground, with your palms up as a gesture of openness. And if you're at home or work, perhaps multitasking as we all tend to do when we're on Zoom calls, I'd ask you to stop what you're doing if you're able. Now, I can't see if folks, Dan sometimes is walking his dog. Like, if you're doing that, I don't know what to tell you. Do the best you can. Hurry home. But again, ask you to stop what you're doing if you're able to. And for those online, if it's helpful to just turn off your video if you haven't already, just again, help yourself to center into this space. And finally, I find it helpful with this type of meditation to close your eyes. So if you're comfortable, I invite you to do that now as a way to help further focus your attention, to limit the distracting thoughts that inevitably pop up in our minds. Be still and notice the stillness. Be aware of your body, your head, your face, your torso, your arms and hands, your legs and feet. Be aware of your breath. Take a few deep breaths and imagine releasing with each exhale whatever may be distracting you in this moment. Let it go, if you can, for now. Notice your breathing. In and out. And notice your heartbeat. We don't often pay attention to our hearts beating. And now imagine a wilderness landscape. For Jesus, it was the desert, so imagine yourself alone in a dry, barren desert with no clear signs of life anywhere you look around you, as far as you can see. Imagine the hot sun beating down on you, your skin wet with sweat. And now I invite you into a gentle awareness of the wilderness within yourself, the wilderness you're experiencing, you're carrying in your mind or your body or your spirit. Turn your attention to those places in your mind, your body, your spirit, or all of the above, where you're feeling particularly tight or heavy, where you're feeling weighed down, maybe even stuck, where you're feeling stressed or anxious, confused or uncertain, fearful, shameful, filled with regret, or sad, angry, hopeless, overwhelmed, lonely or disconnected, tired. Focus your attention for just a few moments on those places within you, on what it feels like as you do that. You are alone in the desert wilderness, but now picture God, the divine presence right there with you, alongside you. Picture that presence vividly as vividly as you can in a way that you can actually see or feel the divine presence as light, as strength, or courage, or resilience, as hope, as peace, as joy, as shelter or shade, as relief like a drink of cool water on a hot day, as comforting companionship, a friendly hand on your shoulder, as love, like a mother hen longing to gather you beneath her wings, to protect you from the foxes within that mean to bring you harm. Focus your attention for just a moment on what that feels like. And notice your breathing. Notice your heartbeat. You are by yourself in the wilderness desert, but you are not alone. You are never alone. The God who entered into covenant with Abram and his descendants is in covenant with you too, always. Now I invite you to broaden your awareness a bit further outside yourself to any wilderness you're aware of among family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, within the various communities to which you belong. Bring to mind those people in your life, the weight of whose wilderness you also carry in your mind or body or spirit. Turn your attention to their heaviness and to those places where you are feeling their heaviness with them, their stress, anxiety, uncertainty, doubt, fear, grief, anger, hate, regret, despair, isolation, fatigue. Focus your attention for just a few moments on those places and on what it feels like for you. Feel that heaviness. And in the midst of that heaviness, now again, picture God, the divine presence, right there with and alongside them and you. Again, picture that presence vividly and specifically with them and with you in a way that you can actually see or feel. Divine presence as light, as strength, courage, resilience, as hope, as peace, as joy, as shelter or shade, as relief, again, like a drink of cool water on a hot day, as comforting companionship, a friendly hand on the shoulder, and as love, like a mother hen longing to gather them and you together beneath her wings, to protect them and you from the foxes that mean to bring harm. Focus your attention for just a moment on what that feels like. And again, notice your breathing. Notice your heartbeat. Even in the wilderness desert, they are not alone. You are not alone. We are never alone. The God who entered covenant with Abram and his descendants is in covenant with us too, always. Continuing to breathe deeply, finally, I invite you into gentle awareness of wilderness even further beyond yourself. Wilderness that you're aware of in Philadelphia, elsewhere in the country, in other places around the world, across the earth itself. The wilderness, the barrenness, the brokenness of others, other people, other places, a experiencing right now, and that you also carry at some level in your mind or body or spirit. Focus your mind's eye on those people and places. Focus on where and how you're feeling that weight, on what it feels like for you in this moment. And now, again, picture God, the divine presence alongside them and with you, surrounding this city, this country, the world, the earth. Again, picture a presence with those others and with yourself that you see and feel as light, as strength, courage, resilience, as hope, as peace, as joy, as shelter or shade or safety, as relief, as companionship, as solidarity, as love, like a mother hen longing to gather all of us, all the earth, all creation together beneath her wings, to protect them and you from all the foxes that would kill. Again, imagining what that might feel like for them, focus your attention on what it feels like for you in this moment. What that heaviness feels like in your mind, your body, your spirit. And notice your breathing again. Notice your heartbeat, the life that beats within you. In the wilderness, we are not alone. We are never alone. The God who entered into covenant with Abram and his descendants is in covenant with all of us, with all creation, always. And now, as you slowly ease your way back into the space we share, you can open your eyes if you like, but still picture the divine presence with you as light, as strength, as shelter, as loving mother hen. Receive this prayer from Howard Thurman, the prayer on which our singing is based. Open unto me light for my darkness. Open unto me courage for my fear. Open unto me hope for my despair. Open unto me peace for my turmoil. Open unto me joy for my sorrow. Open unto me strength for my weakness. Open unto me wisdom for my confusion. Open unto me forgiveness for my sins. Open unto me love for my hatred. Open unto me yourself for myself. Lord, Lord, open unto me. And indeed, friends, open unto all of us. May it be so.